got some unsettled conditions developing through the inland parts of New South Wales and Queensland. Now, that's thanks to a surface and upper-level trough combining. But because that upper-level trough sitting through the southern parts of Queensland, it's potentially New South Wales that will see the better of the showers and thunderstorms. But even then, most of the falls will be light. There'll also be showers across western Tasmania and one or two about the south coast of WA. But away from the central and southern interior of the state, we're looking at clear, dry and mostly sunny conditions. The potential of these showers, though, is not overly high. It's only about a 50-50 chance at this stage. Potentially higher chance of showers and thunderstorms on the northern tablelands and also the northern slopes elsewhere. It should be mostly dry and sunny with an afternoon sea breeze. But a little bit of cloud about the south of Victoria. If there's any rain from that, it'll be a little bit of drizzle in the southwest, but that cloud will burn off during the afternoon. For Tasmania, showers about the west, there's about a 50-50 chance of them in the far south, but the rest of the state relatively clear and mild after a fairly cold start. South Australia will be dry but windy. The winds will ease as we move through the day, and we are looking at milder temperatures in the south. For Western Australia, a few showers about the western parts of the south coast. Should be clear, dry and sunny for Perth. We've got hot conditions across the north with windy conditions also through the southern half of the territory.